Naaman, the commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man and in high favor with his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man, though a mighty warrior, suffered from leprosy. Now the Arameans, on one of their raids, had taken a young girl captive from the land of Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." So Naaman went in and told his lord just what the girl from the land of Israel had said. And the king of Aram said, "Go then, and I will send along a letter to the king of Israel." He went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of garments. He brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent to you my servant Naaman, that you may cure him of his leprosy." When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to give death or life, that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Just look and see how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent a message to the king, "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come to me, and he may learn that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and halted at the entrance of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to him saying, "Go wash in the Jordan 7 times and your flesh shall be restored and you shall be clean." But Naaman became angry and went away saying, "I thought that for me, he would surely come out and stand and call on the name of the Lord, his God, and he would wave his hand over the spot and cure the leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" He turned and went away in a rage. But his servants approached and said to him, "Father, if the prophet had commanded you to do something difficult, would you not have done it? How much more when all he said to you was, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and immersed himself 7 times into the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. His flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy, and he was made clean. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. I invite you to take the sermon notes out and grab a pen or a pencil and follow along this morning. On the back of that is your study guide for this week. Please take that home with your joys and concerns in your bulletin and use this as a devotional guide during the week as you sit in your prayer chair. What are you becoming? That's my question this morning. What is it that you are becoming? Have you ever considered the fact that you are becoming something? Now let's think about this just a minute. At conception, we are human genetically, but we spend the next 9 months becoming able to live outside of our mother. Once we are born, and for the next 18 to 20 years, mainly our parents, but our church and our friends, all of those around us, in combination with our personality, shape us as we become an individual. Then we choose what we think we want to be in the world: a farmer, a lawyer, a pharmacist, a secretary, teacher, a husband, a wife, a mom or dad, etc. And at some point we're released into the world like horses out of their starting blocks, and we learn real quick that our becoming has really just begun in the real world. And then when we get to age 40 or 50, around that range, we are through with our becoming, aren't we? No. When I get there, I'll let you know. But the only time we're through becoming something is when we die.